Smelly Jamelly, my boo! Oh, how I've missed you. I mean, look at this face. Lonely men across America, they go to sleep every night dreaming that they will have the luxury of waking up the next morning next to the radiance of Jemele Hill. Oh. I know what you're doing, Jemele. I see you. I know it's been a while. It's been a long time since we have talked about you here on the channel. I saw your comments last week about Caitlin Clark. I read your propaganda. I mean, your article in The Atlantic. Maybe Jemele Hill has been feeling a little bit neglected. Maybe she's feeling overlooked. Over the past 2-3 weeks, we have spent a lot of time talking about Caitlin Clark and the wonderful young women from Iowa known as her co-stars or role players. Now, at the same time, Smelly Jemele, she has been trying to get noticed. She has been begging for your attention. Oh, no, my narratives on mythical racism aren't resonating like they used to. The business is on the verge of bankruptcy. How am I going to pay my bills? My woke welfare is expiring. Oh. Since the business of mythical racism is basically on life support at this point, Jemele Hill, she has decided to broaden her propaganda. Instead of focusing all of her efforts on one marginalized group, she has decided to focus on all marginalized groups. I mean, why stop at racism when you can focus on every other ism besides, of course, Catholicism? I mean, they don't want parishioners of Woke United Methodist. They don't want them converting to Christianity. Why stop at transphobia when you can promote xenophobia? Why focus specifically on misogyny when you can promote bigotry? The words may change, but the narrative stays the same. Now, of course, Jemele Hill, she doesn't provide any examples. She doesn't provide evidence to these violations of the woke commandments. But as you guys know, evidence is not required for conviction in woke municipal court. All that's needed for conviction is allegations. Last week, Will Cain from Fox News, he sat down with The Rock. The Rock was there to promote WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania 40. That's why The Rock was there. He was promoting WrestleMania. I guess Will Cain wanted to smell what The Rock was cooking. Unfortunately for Smelly Jemele, she did not like the smell of what The Rock was cooking. When the whoopee cushion on The View hikes her leg and unleashes her toxic boodle breeze, Smelly Jemele loves the aroma. But when The Rock is cooking honesty and authenticity, Jemele Hill, she decides to protect herself with the triple Fauci mask. Last week, Will Cain asked The Rock if he was happy with the current state of the country. Now, back in 2020, The Rock, he made a critical mistake when he publicly endorsed our fearless leader, John Biden, for president. 4 years later, he realized that he wasted his endorsement on what he would refer to as a jabroni. Watch for yourself.
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, I'm in this position where I have some influence. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer's no.
Pretty honest and straightforward, right? The Rock realized the error of his ways. He realized that he endorsed a divider-in-chief instead of a uniter-in-chief. Our fearless leader, damn sure, is not a commander-in-chief. But either way, The Rock, he realized his mistake and he is refusing to make the same mistake twice. Now, just to be clear, The Rock is not endorsing Donald Trump. Orange man bad! But he's not endorsing John Biden either. He is staying out of it publicly, which is probably a smart move. When he endorsed John Biden in 2020, it caused a lot of division amongst his fan base. When you're a Hollywood actor, when you're in the business of entertainment, the last thing you want is to alienate half your audience, which is why I have been saying for years now, leagues like the NFL, the NBA, they need to keep politics out of sports. Well, Casey, what about the WNBA? Politics can't hurt the dump. They have nothing to lose by being political. Seriously, they have nothing to lose. If the WNBA alienates half their fan base, they go from 2 dozen people in the arena to 1 dozen. But the answer provided by The Rock, did you think it was offensive? Do you think The Rock was being a coward? Was he trying to dodge Will Kane's question? Normal people would answer and say, no, no, and no. Not Jemele Hill, though. No, 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 no! Wait a minute. Let me correct that. Not Jemele Hill, though. Yes, yes, yes. The answer to all three questions would be yes. According to Jemele Hill, The Rock was being a coward by refusing to endorse John Biden. Jemele Hill, she decided to go one-on-one with the Great One. Watch for yourself.
That is the most statement, non-statement I've ever heard. That's the kind of, frankly, political cowardice that's hard to respect. I don't understand how Joe Biden is the divisive one when what he's running against is pushing bigotry, xenophobia, every other phobia and ism you could possibly name. That is what they're literally campaigning on. Joe Biden is not campaigning on those same things. If he wants to stop the division, then he shouldn't at all make it seem like he is aligned with the side that is pushing only division. That's their entire agenda. They have no policy. All the entire thing that they have is to get you to hate somebody else that you perceive is lower on the totem pole than you. You've made your decision that you are voting for xenophobia and bigotry and all these other things that you claim to stand against. So I just thought that wasn't his best moment. And it was so unnecessary, too, because I don't know, I wasn't going around wondering who The Rock was voting for.
First of all, this is one of my biggest problems with the mainstream media. And I don't know. I guess Dan Lebatard is considered to be mainstream media, but this is one of my problems, and it's the reason that Jemele Hill will only agree to appear on friendly platforms. As soon as she said, they are campaigning on bigotry, they are campaigning on xenophobia, Dan Lebatard should have interrupted her. He should have paused the toxic mouth farts and said, give me an example. Give me one example of Donald Trump campaigning on bigotry. Give me one example of his supporters who are constantly labeled with negative connotations like the cult of MAGA Republicans, white Christian nationalists. Give me one example of this bigotry and xenophobia. Where is it? Did you notice that Jemele Hill didn't mention mythical racism? That was the default label 4 years ago. How come this isn't the narrative in 2024? Huh? I wonder why. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that the narrative of mythical racism is no longer resonating with most of the American population. Jemele Hill also claimed that the leader of the orange race, he is not running his campaign on policy. Now, obviously, that couldn't be further from the truth, but even if it was, at least Donald Trump is running, at least he's campaigning. Deacons at Woke United Methodist, they are once again hiding John Biden in his Delaware dungeon. Has Johnny B. Biden been on the campaign trail recently? Well, Casey, he's busy running the country. Yeah. Directly into the pooper. This is what they do. This is what the mainstream media does. They know John Biden can't base his campaign on his record. So what do? They base the campaign on distractions. Bigotry, xenophobia, misogyny. These are all distractions to the real issues. Problem for Jemele Hill, I don't think it's going to work this time. It worked in 2020 when gas was $2 a gallon and $500 a month could feed a family of four at the grocery store. The media, they portrayed John Biden as returning to normal. Remember that? Return to normal. Vote for John Biden. He will build back better. Yeah. How's that working out? Let's review and see how John Biden has built America back better. Last Friday, after I had my meeting with my merch designers, I went to the grocery store. Normally, my wife handles all the grocery shopping because I am completely useless in Publix. Takes me half an hour just to find the steaks. But last Friday, I'm there to buy a couple of things and needed some steaks for dinner. Two ribeye steaks, $50. Now, I expect to pay $50 for a steak if I'm eating at a halfway decent restaurant. Paying $50 for steaks that I have to cook and season myself, unacceptable. Earlier this morning, I was reading about the housing crisis. Young people, they are having a difficult time buying their first home. Starter homes, which used to go for $150,000 to maybe $300,000, they are now selling for $750,000. Instead of people buying homes, we now have rental companies buying entire neighborhoods. It's almost like the system is being set up to make middle-class families permanent renters. I wonder why. The southern border is spread wider than the Bruce caboose. Interest rates are approaching mob levels. When I got my first credit card in 2005, and I still had the same credit card today, my interest rate was 7, maybe 8%. Today, I think it's 15, maybe even 18%. And I have great credit. In almost 20 years, I have never been late paying the bill. There are conflicts all over the world. The media is demonizing half the country. And Jemele Hill wants us to vote for 4 more years of John Biden? Towards the end of the clip, Smelly Jemele, she said something to the effect of, "I don't know why The Rock said this. It was so unnecessary. I wasn't going around wondering who The Rock was voting for." First of all, the reason The Rock said this is because he was asked. That's what honest people do. They're asked a question, they give an honest answer. Number two, I thought it was interesting that Jemele Hill claimed that this was unnecessary and she wasn't clamoring for The Rock's opinion. If The Rock had voiced his support for John Biden, do you think Smelly Jemele feels this way? More importantly, I thought it was interesting that Jemele Hill didn't want The Rock's opinion. The reason this is so interesting, 90% of the country, maybe 99% of the country, does not give a shit about Jemele Hill's opinion. Yet, for some reason, she feels the unnecessary need to voice her opinion on everything. Last week, she complained that Caitlin Clark receives more media coverage than black players. Back in January, she claimed that Aaron Rodgers was stupid. Remember when Dan Campbell was hired by the Detroit Lions? Jemele Hill whined and complained. She insinuated that the only reason Dan Campbell was hired was because of his white privilege. Dan Campbell turns the franchise around, damn near leads the Lions to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, Jemele Hill strangely silent. The truth is, Jemele Hill is desperate for attention. Go look at her Twitter feed. When she is tweeting about day-to-day things, TV shows, or movies, Jemele Hill barely noticed. As soon as she tweets about racism or misogyny, bigotry, white privilege, her impressions quadruple. What's that old saying, follow the money? This is her business. This is what Jemele Hill does for a living. But give me your thoughts on this. Jemele Hill goes one-on-one with the great one. And not only does she lose, she once again humiliates herself in the process. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth being an embarrassment just for money? No one takes Jemele Hill seriously. I mean, she's got money. She has pretend friends in the mainstream media, but she has no credibility. Is it really worth selling your integrity for money? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.